Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The kid's not ready.
Not feeling good about Musa after listening to y'all.
Right, he's got Calkins thinking Musa ain't even going to start no more. He's out of the rotation. He's like the 12th man.
Gary got that made sound like Sim Police and Joya.
What did Gary say about him? That he's a scrub?
I will tell you, Gary's got a little intel because, I mean, he was at Lausanne.
Well, I know that the kid, and I know he was
a monster at Lausanne.
And Gary had been saying the kid wasn't eligible, so I know he was locked in on in hearing. But in terms of the kid, is all of a sudden it's a two-star?
I mean,
that's Gary, a good question.
Gary got that made sound like Thierro.
Almighty?
That's who Gary got him sounding like. I talked to somebody who attended a practice over the summer.
And a half blocks is not impossible.
It's not impossible. No,
for the best shot blocker in the country.
But one of the things that this person told me, who I trust with, when it comes to basketball, with my life, is that it's all going to depend on how good his guards are. For him to be good, his guards have to be good for him.
Doesn't he have good guards?
Well, yeah, he does.
Think so?
They're young.
They're experienced they're not freshmen anymore, the ones that are going to be playing, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think – it's all about what you expect from Musa. You know, I mean, that's, to me, all what it boils down to. Like, I'll read you exactly what this person told me. I asked, what about Musa? Any thoughts on him? This person said, athletic, not coordinated right now. High school athleticism – and college can be. He's going to need lobs. Guards will have to make him effective defensively. I want more out of him. His mentality should be to average 3 blocks a game, 9-10 rebounds. So, again, this was
Your man believes that this dude can average 3.
This was September. This was September, so it wasn't as far long ago as I thought.
How many goaltends per game?
The criticism of his offensive game is absolutely right, fair and right, quite frankly. I think defensively he's going to be coming in, and that's what he does. He targets this stuff.
Yeah.
He can get 2.5.
Interesting.
No, I like that. We're on opposite sides of that one.
Next up, Landers Nolly, the third. We have him, the over-under in points per game. 15.5 is the number.
Over. Under.
So that is basically what he averaged last season.
Isn't it exactly what he averaged?
So it'll be less than last year at Virginia Tech.
So this is a good odds maker.
Great question from our odds maker.
And I would say the answer to this question is undeniably under.
Under.
Under, okay.
Because here's what it took for Landers Nolly to average 15.5 points a game last season. 40 shots a game.
Put the ball in the air.
It took Virginia Tech being bad, right? It took him being a guy who had one of the highest usage rates in the country. Mm-hmm. He was the man at Virginia Tech last year, and there wasn't even a close second. That is not going to be the case at the University of Memphis.
Right.
The reality of the situation is he took 14.4 shots a game last year.
That man took 215 threes.
Yeah. My goodness.
Next closest was like 140.
It's just there's too many mouths to feed here. Memphis is going to be too good. I've made this comparison before, but it's going to look a lot like the year after Will Barton left Memphis, because it's going to be Joe, it's going to be Jaren, it's going to be Adonis. Chris. You're going to have a great deal of balance. I think he's likely going to be the leading scorer, but it's going to be probably more like 13.
I was thinking 14.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be around, somewhere around 14.1, something like that.
So he'll have to be more efficient. I mean, he just will. He was not a very efficient player last year.
That's part of him getting to the next level. He's got to show that. That's got to be on his mind.
I think he'll be more efficient because the system is going to be better. He's going to feel more comfortable in it.
For the benefit of the team and individually, he needs to be more efficient.
So I'm going to go under here.
Oh, he's right. We can move on. Okay. He's right on this one. He's going to be under.
Okay. DJ Jeffries at 13.5 points per game.
Man, over,
that's
under.
That's in a good spot because it's going to be right around there.
Yeah, I mean, so this is it's sort of the same argument, right? I mean, DJ averaged basically 11 points a game last year before he got injured, you know, showed great flashes. You think about that Ole Miss game, took over that Ole Miss game.
He was probably your most efficient player offensively last year.
Yeah. Listen, he's gonna his numbers
perimeter
are going to go up. His numbers are going to go up. The percentages last year were top shelf. That's what I think probably
wanna
has
see
to
it over
come
a whole
down.
Season.
Yeah.
Right.
Is he going to shoot 40% from three for the whole season? I mean, that's going to be tough to do. I hope he does it because I'm a huge fan of DJ. I think he's going to come in under. And I think, again, you're talking about a second-leading scorer type of deal, type of season. He's going to be neck and neck with Landers, but I would say, you know, 12.5 to 13 feels right to me on DJ.
I mean, the number is 13.5. I really feel like that's what he could average. Like Landers averaging 14, DJ would be right there averaging about 13.5. I'm going to go under because I think it ends up being 13-ish, 12.5-ish. Yep. I'm with John on this.
It's still a great campaign.
And nice balanced scoring to John's point, which is what you want, quite frankly.
Is Jeffries going to go to the NBA a draft pick next year, John?
It's a great question.
I mean, he'll be a pro.
He's got a chance. No, lottery, you say?
No.
Can he make himself a first rounder?
I misspoke there.
Right.
Do you think he'll go to the NBA draft next year, y'all?
Oh, yeah,
there's
for sure.
A good possibility.
I mean,
we won't have him next year is what I'm asking.
I think it's unlikely. I think it's quite unlikely because he'll get a two-way, certainly. And a two-way is now worth leaving for.
If he does what he's capable of, he'll be gone.
Now, I think the better, you know, the real question is, will he be a draft pick? I mean,
yeah, will he get selected in the second round?
I think there's a possibility he could go in the first. I mean,
already been mocked in some as a second rounder.
Yeah, but no, I do not. I would not expect today Memphis to have DJ Jeffries back for a junior year, and that's good. Still, that's a great thing for Penny.
Well, it'd be a good development,
absolutely,
for DJ as well.
You have to
means
keep
he had
that,
a great season.
You have to keep that pipeline going.
Okay, our folks at BetQL have a new entry. This is interesting in the fashion category. Penny suits for the year, if we're to play 18.5 games, roughly 19.
Yes,
18.5 is the number on Penny suits.
Over under.
Well, this is interesting because, as you know, I am the expert on Penny's
wardrobe. Yeah, John's done some reporting on this.
Yeah, you would know.
Well, the news in college basketball is that the ACC and the Big Ten have both decided to ditch suits this year.
So what?
They have not. They are not wearing suits.
You didn't
suits
know that, did you?
I did
ACC
not know that. You're
Big
dropping
10.
Knowledge.
Rick Pitino is not wearing a suit. Jay Wright is not wearing a suit.
Makes sense.
I could see Penny not wearing a suit. I could. Now, Mike Miller at Houston wears a sweatsuit.
Mm-hmm.
His first game down there, he had on sweatpants.
Did he?
Yes. No. Let me. That's
I was
not,
gonna say sweatpants.
I like the
that's
athletic
not fair.
Look
that's
for
not
Mike
fair.
Miller.
Let me
that's good.
He had on slacks with a hoodie.
Oh, okay.
He had on slacks with a hoodie and a hat, and he wore a hat.
Sweatpants, some lockdown stuff.
No, you're right. And he wore a hat, so I apologize.
Swag there.
But I could certainly see Penny is a guy we've talked about earlier. Ferragamo, Gucci, Hermes.
Yeah.
He's got his own custom. Is it bespoke? Is that how you say it? Or is it bespoke?
Don't
bespoke.
Ask me. We've done this. That's couture for men, right?
Couture, yeah. Yes, exactly. He's got his own stylist. So he takes this piece very seriously.
Sure.
Although I could absolutely see him in a pandemic year saying, you know what, I'm just going to keep it dialed down and I can just wear a polo, like a Nike polo. So I'm going to say under 18.5 because we're in the middle of a pandemic.
But last year, didn't you do the reporting that he wore a new suit with every game?
It was 2 years ago, that story.
Oh, his first season.
Yeah.
We don't even know if he continued that last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm going to go under here. He ends up wearing a jogging suit or something during one of these games.
I mean, he's going to have
right.
He's
probably
going to have dope. One cent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fits,
cool swag.
You know.
Yeah. I would go under here. So we're saying 18.5 is the same number of games.
Yeah.
If
the number is 18.5 with the games,
it's going to be below.
So you're right. So
the answer is below.
The reporting that I did in
I thought I remembered this.
Yeah.
When I wrote that story in March 2019, at that time the Tigers had played 30 games and Penny had worn 30 suits.
30 different suits,
damn,
one for each game. That's how he gets down.
The dry cleaners are having a hell of a time. Like, for me, for example, I used to wear slacks because you're meeting people face-to-face.
Yep.
Oh. But those folks are struggling. Like, the dry cleaning business is a bitch.
Because there's no events to get ready for.
Yeah, you're not going in front of people.
Yeah.
If I was wearing sweatpants.
I would think that it's weird at a basketball as a coach. But like, think about Jay Wright for a second. Like, that guy, you imagine him in a suit.
Yes, that's the only way I can envision him.
Yeah, I don't see it doing it this year just because it's such a different environment without the fans, and it's just the vibe is different. So I'm going to go with under, too, if you don't mind me injecting my opinion there.
I think you're right.
The next one, Memphis learns its punishment. We have a date set at January 20th, over-under.
Over-under.
January 20th. Be a good day.
It will be a good day. I believe that is also the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. If everything goes according to plan here.
There was big news on that front yesterday.
Yes,
a little of acceptance, perhaps?
Yes.
Acknowledgement?
Yep. Emily Murphy, certified over at the GSA.
Yeah.
This is stuff that I'd never even thought about until this year. I got to tell you, this vote being certified anyway.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to say over.
Okay.
Oh, as in past.
Yeah.
That date.
I'm going to say they will not know their punishment.
It'll be like at the end of January or more.
I have no
February,
clue.
March.
Nobody has a clue. That's a crazy thing.
Shouldn't they have to say? I don't like that part of it. It's so stupid that they just sort of sits out there.
Yes, it is. It is crazy.
It's the way
insanity.
They operate,
brother.
It's like they're just hanging in the wind. It's like with DeAndre Williams.
And the fact that he's able to operate a program under that is, frankly, I'm impressed.
And like I'm saying, I know Grant can't tell him what's happening with the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
But surely Grant Hill could give the man a heads up as to when it might be over.
Right.
Like you'd think that's the least you could do from that standpoint, because they're former, we've discussed this before, they're former dream team teammates, mm-hmm. all that stuff. You'd think Penny could get sort of a word on when it might come down, even if you can't give any to what degree it's going to look like, at least when. I'm with John, though. I think this thing gets pushed back. Just with everything that's going through, you hear they sort of got to this kind of late as it was. Lord knows they've got a ton on their plate, too, with just LSU, Kansas, everybody else that's up in this IARP thing. We don't know for certain that Memphis is at the front of the line. It just feels like it's going to come whenever they want it. Like, there's no sense of urgency with this thing.
So why do it
early? My guess is it comes later. Maybe Memphis gets a whole season in before you even know.
Yep. Mm.
I enjoyed this, by the way. 1.5, the number, this is on draft picks from this team, the number is set at 1.5.
Oh, over, this under. This is a good answer to the question that you asked earlier
about
DJ. Yeah,
kind of related to that DJ Jeffries question.
Who was our odds maker here? Did a great job.
I mean, this is amazing.
It's like William Hill.
Yeah. It is like William Hill,
yes.
We got the best here on the payroll. Well, you have one, certainly, you feel like it
Moussa
for sure.
Moussa Cisse, right?
I mean, he was projected in Sam Vecenie's mock draft
today
at 28. He won't be, the question is where? But he's probably going to go regardless. So,
that man going to go from scrub reserve to first round pick by the time it's done, according to some.
This whole thing with Moose is bizarre. Yes. I don't know what we're going to see.
It's been a roller coaster. I am going to say over. I'm going to say they have at least two. There's got to be at least two.
Because you got a chance with Landers and with DJ.
You have a chance with
Moose. That gives you two.
You have a chance with Damian.
Absolutely. Well, chance, yes.
I mean, I don't know
if Damian's going to get enough
they're
run
on
to
the
prove
radar.
It this year.
They're
I
on
like
the radar.
Absolutely. Game. He's a good player.
Last year before the season started, Damian Ball was getting more buzz than Precious Achiuwa was as a prospect. So he still has the ability to turn himself into, like, he could be a friggin' Kyra Lewis type, And just have a great year.
He is so good.
And just be a guy that finds his way into the first round somehow.
I worry about Ball. I won't lie to you. I worry about him getting enough time, right, to be able to show those things that feeling like he's still enough contributor that he wants to stay in the fold.
Well, I'm not – yeah. I mean, I'm
with you on his NBA potential.
It's like path to victory. The paths to over 1.5, we have several paths.
Mm-hmm.
We could be Moose, it could be Landers. Moose, it feels like a certainty. That it could be Landers, it could be DJ,
like
it could be
DJ
Boogie, or Damian.
Feels
Ball.
Like an over, doesn't it?
I'm going to say over. I have to believe there are two NBA, we can scrounge together two draft picks on this roster.
Well, Landers already sniffed, right? He already kind of did the research. He's got the body. He's going to have to be more efficient. We talked about that in terms of benefiting this team and him individually for NBA. DJ Jeffries is already on some mock drafts for second round, so you need one out of those two to go with Moussa to get to two. So I'm going to go over and say one of those guys comes through, if not both of them. Then John's right. You've even got more than that. But I think just with those two alone, you're going to get one out of that, and that gets you to two alone.
We have another number here.
We've been all the same except for blocks.
Yeah.
Feels like it. Okay,
yeah.
I just want to get that for the record.
William Hill, BetQL from our 92.9 staff have conferred. The next one is first-teamers at the end of the year for the AAC. First-teamers at the end of this year in the AAC. The number is 1.5.
Over. Under.
There was one preseason with Landers, correct? Was he on the first team?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got one preseason.
Okay.
I think the answer is absolutely.
Over
absolutely
1.5.
Over 1.5.
Okay.
Because I think Memphis is going to be a factor in this race. I think Memphis is going to have a chance to win this conference. And as such, one of DJ or Lester or Boogie or Moussa is going to find their way onto the AAC All-First team. I just would be absolutely stunned if there are not two Tigers. If there are not two Tigers on this first team, something went wrong.
So no Tigers made the first team.
Oh, none?
Two were on the second.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
No Tigers on the first team?
No Tigers made the Leafs preseason first team, but two were on the second. Newcomer guard Landers Nolly as one of them, as well as DJ Jeffries.
Okay, so
Does that sound, remember? Yeah. Reading this from WMC, I just pulled it up real fast. That sounds right? Yeah. I think they put Landers and DJ on the second team. They make it, no Tigers make the Leafs preseason first team.
So newcomer Musa.
So we're saying that by the end of the year, they've fixed that. Memphis has finished high enough to have two.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to roll with John, because you're, even if you finish second with what you're going to have, if it plays out the way we did with NBA guys,
yep.
I think you've got at least two on there. It's
next,
over.
Next one is the seed in the NCAA tournament. I think this number is dead on. 7.5.
Over. Under.
Man, that's hard.
It's a nice number there by William
Hill. Because
how
much of this non-con are you going to get in the West Virginia game?
Right.
You know, are you going to play Auburn? Even though they're like eighth in the SEC, it's not as good a win as it used to be.
We assume a game happens against Auburn and Memphis finds a way to win it. That would be huge. If Memphis can get to the...
It's big. It ain't as big as it used to be. They're eighth in the SEC. Yeah. Like, in terms of Final Four Auburn team.
But you have to have some sort of resume.
I'm with you.
Because the league's not going to be strong enough for you to get better than a 7 seed this year.
And we know Auburn's not going to be in the tournament.
Right. I mean,
They picked the right year.
Yeah, it's good year
thin,
for them to do that.
It's a thin margin, right? I would say under, unfortunately, because I just don't think the opportunities are going to be there. Mm. I think Memphis is going to play, 18, 19 games. But if they finish with a 14-5 record, which is a perfectly reasonable record to have, even 15-4, I just don't think the AAC has the reputation right now.
You might be right.
To where it's going to be better than an 8 seed.
What's the number again?
The number is 7.5. I think that's a very nice – that's a hard question because that's right on the mark.
It's basically what you think they're going to do in terms of finishing the conference. Are they going to be 1 or 2? If you look over at Joe Lunardi right now, he's got a 68-team field he put together as part of a feature they did where they did a smaller bracket, a larger bracket, whatever's going to happen. He had Houston 5th and Memphis as an 8 seed, which you assume is finishing 2nd in the conference. I think it's just two teams from the AAC. So to that point, I'm betting Memphis is going to win the league, and they get the 5 or 6 as opposed to the 8. So I'm gonna go the other route here and go they get a higher seed than that, which in this case is over. That's the under, right? Because I'm going.
Oh, yes. I see. Yes.
I'm going higher seed, so it's actually the under.
So it'll be 6-7 or lower.
So we've disagreed on 2. Yes, gotcha. I think they're going to be the ones that end up with the 5 or the 6, which will be better than obviously the 8.
And then the final category here from our staff, AAC teams in the tournament, which you were just talking about, 2.5 is the number.
Over. Under.
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 Yeah.
Is the 2. League that's.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope Cincy makes it.
Yeah, that's on.
You know, I hope Wichita State's got a chance, even though I don't think they do in this
league's
year.
Not strong enough.
Cincy would be the one, I guess.
They are. Because South Florida, that can get you no chance. Tulsa, no chance.
South Florida's got some players, but I don't think they're ready for a tournament, to your point.
Houston and Memphis are the definite.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it ends up there.
I'm not convinced on Brandon. Like, I didn't see much from him last year that made me – I mean, he and Cumberland were going at it for a big part of that season. I'm not convinced on him. They lose Cumberland. They're having to replace him. They lost the other kid, Trey Scott, who was a big-time player for them. Mm-hmm. They're rebuilding, as far as I'm concerned.
You remember that game? It was the one here, right, where Brandon gets the test?
Yes.
Yeah.
Turned the game around.
And it cost them.
Yeah.
It cost them the game. So I'm with John on I'm not convinced on that Brandon can do the same things, have it to the same level that McCrona did. I want it to happen for Memphis for the conference, but I'm not convinced of that. So right now I'm going to stick with the 2 we know. I'm going to stick with Samson and Penny being in the tournament. So you just end up with 2.
Yep, and in a year like this, we could have that long, drawn-out conversation about the American. They need Wichita State to be awesome.
You got to come on with it now, Wichita State. Now UConn's gone.
I don't know who the 4 team is.
That's why it's so important who that hire is. It's important to Memphis, the rest of the conference.
Can Johnny Dawkins get UCF back to being what they were 2 years ago?
Maybe.
That would be the goal if you're the American. Because, I mean, they were a one botched lob away from beating Duke.
Dude, it should be so easy to recruit to UCF. I just don't get it.
So that's what you're kind of pinning your hopes on. But anyway, good preview there for the – we'll surely remember these, and we'll revisit them get the vaccine in March. We'll come back. Sean Salisbury is going to join us on the other side. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Guys, Thanksgiving is just a couple of days away. Going to get all the turkey, all the dressing, all the stuffing that you want. Not going to give any cranberry sauce to John. He doesn't want it. But what I hope you all have is the FanDuel Sportsbook app, because you're going to be able to take advantage of a great deal if you are a new user. 25-1 odds boost on any NFL game on Thanksgiving Day. That means you can bet $5 and win $125. You got three games: Texans versus the Lions, Washington, the Washington football team, versus the Cowboys, who are still in the hunt, believe it or not, in the NFC East. And then you've obviously got the big one that night with Steelers versus the Ravens, and that's a Ravens team that's clearly struggling, having lost two straight, 3 out of 4. $5 bet on the Steelers, just betting them to win. Going to pay you $125 if you are a new user, and it comes through. You're going to love FanDuel for offers like that. It's just one of the reasons why they're America's number one sportsbook app. I find it very easy to use. Again, for a novice, a guy who's just starting, it's great. And I'll tell you what, never gets too difficult in terms of finding those bets that you are comfortable with. That was important for a beginner like me. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code JSmith to get this offer, and they'll know that I sent you. We appreciate it. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code JSmith. Must be 21 or present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports, and the home of the Jason and John Show. Weekday, middays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
Howie, can we count on the Robert Irwin Jewelers Black Friday sale with free gifts this weekend?
Of course. Starting with a purchase of $199 or more, you're going to get great gifts like the Amazon Echo or the Fire Stick or even Apple AirPods.
Doorbusters?
3/4-carat Halo engagement rings, $899, or 2-carat diamond fashion bands for $19.99.
Early bird special?
Yeah, with any purchase. Free heart-shaped pendant and earring set while supplies last. Free financing, bigger, brighter diamonds, Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Thanksgiving is one of my favorite days of the year. Eat way too much and watch football all day long. And now can bet games on FanDuel Sportsbook. It just makes the day even better. If you've never bet on FanDuel before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot, because they're giving new users a 25-1 odds boost on any NFL game Thanksgiving Day. That means you can bet $5 and win $125. So let's say you want the Steelers. Steelers versus Ravens, lay the points. And if you win, bet $5, win $125. You're going to love FanDuel. Offers like these, just one of the reasons they're America's number one sportsbook app. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code Calkins so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. 21 plus, present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
There's a lot to be thankful for this holiday season, like free pickup at Kroger on all your fresh favorites. We're talking juicy turkey, grandma's famous casserole, crunchy celery, the greenest of green beans, cherry pie, pudding pie, every single kind of pie, and a swig of apple cider before you go for seconds. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Celebrate Thanksgiving with a Kroger brand frozen turkey. They're tender and juicy and just 77 cents a pound. Limit one with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. And all the right ways are
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Tonight.
We're the FBI. We always get our man.
From Dick Wolf, executive producer of Law & Order.
I just got a call. I want all hands on deck.
Let's go, let's go.
Their job.
Can you tell me what happened?
Is staying one step ahead.
Let's get some answers.
With Zico Zaki.
FBI, take your hands off the wheel.
And Missy Paragraph.
Step away from the weapon. It's over.
A new FBI. Tonight at 9, 8 central on CBS.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE242174, MSRP 20,505, sold, M77555682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG003199, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 65610, L602609, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
It's time for the Kia holiday sales event and time to command the season in your new ride from Goss at Kia South on Mount Moriah. 2020 Kia Forte, just $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, only $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, only $189 a month lease. And they're all 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. And don't miss the 2020 Kia K900. We got it at $10,000 off MSRP. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
I bought football tickets for my husband, and now I'm in a football bubble. All I see online are articles and ads about football. I hate feeling manipulated. I downloaded DuckDuckGo, and I saw a difference right away. Get privacy online with DuckDuckGo.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at desotoautosales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Do it.
Sean Salisbury is the man, former NFL quarterback, now doing talk radio down there in Houston, Sports Talk 790. It's must-listen stuff. He joins us every single Tuesday, and he joins us now. It's not going to be a very pleasant Thanksgiving in the Brady household, is it, Sean?
I wouldn't think so, but he's got a lot of rings to shine, so he really didn't have a lot to prove. But I am They concern me, and I, like I said, I picked them to go to the Super Bowl back in August. Their inconsistency week in and week out. Have you guys noticed when you watch them play, when they lose games, they don't play well? I mean, sometimes, you know, like, for instance, Oakland, or the Las Vegas, think about them. They played a great football game, just got beat by a better player. They did. Gotcha. Most of the teams in the league would have lost that game. I mean, we would have beat the Raiders would have beat most of the teams in the league, not named maybe an Aaron Rodgers or a – Pat Mahomes, honestly. Now, when you look at Tampa, you know, the bad read at the end by Brady, the bad throw, bad decision. I mean, when they lose, it looks like they're just an average team. So they don't reel off 3 or 4 in a row, Pittsburgh, Kansas City. They win one, then they get embarrassed at home, then they may win 2. One of them's kind of ugly. Now, I don't know if we can discount them by any stretch of the imagination, but now they're not going to win the division. They're already 2 up. The Saints are in the division with their – beating them twice, and now you got to chase them down. Even without Drew Brees, playoff team, yes. I guess Brady will be dangerous in January, but there's a lot of inconsistencies that really concern me on that team. It's like the tale of two teams. One week they look great, then the next week they look eh. So he's going to be a – hopefully, you know, he'll have a few drinks and relax on Thanksgiving for Brady, but I would imagine as competitive as he is, that now it's got to fester for 10 days. Nah, he ain't going to like it. Well, wait, who do they play on Sunday too, right?
Yeah, I got the Chiefs.
They have to. Yeah, that's right. They play Kansas City. So they don't have time to – that's the one thing I keep forgetting. We got Thanksgiving this week, and then they got to turn around and play again. And they got the Chiefs in a huge game, so he doesn't have time. He does not have time to let that fester, get over it by the end of today, and get into your Thanksgiving routine. And plus, with Mahomes and that group, perfect chance to prove to the world that you still belong.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking forward to that one, so that should be fun.
I'm curious, Sean, how much of this is on Arians? Because I heard a stat this morning that says they've thrown the ball, that offense, downfield more than 20 yards, more than anybody else in the NFL. And we said going into the year, well, that's not what Brady at 43 is really suited to do. I mean, just look at that Mike Evans throw when he had, you know, just Ramsey one-on-one. It wasn't anywhere close to go with the two interceptions. And then each week after the loss, though, Arians points at Tom and says he's got to be better. Threw it 48 times yesterday. I just wonder how much of the system's got to change and go back to what we said, right? Just do the underneath stuff. Take what they give you. Why try to be one of the most prolific offenses in the NFL with an arm that doesn't look like it's capable of that anymore, Sean?
Yeah, and it's capable of it part of the time, but not all the time.
Right, right. Not consistently.
Very few guys can do it all the time, let alone somebody who's 43. Here's the thing that bothers me, and I don't mind a coach being critical. Hey, Brady can handle it. He's a big boy. He's been in the league a long time. But have you noticed in it, and I'm a huge Bruce Arians fan, but there's something – have you noticed he's become an "I confess he did it" guy?
Mm-hmm.
That it's always. I mean, I don't mean it mean, but it seems like Bruce is, when something goes wrong, it's always somebody else. And
always.
I got to tell you, when it is. It's never. I don't ever see him pointing the thumb at himself very often, and that's okay. He's a hell of a coach, but I actually thought going into the season you'd see more of what Tom loves to do mixed in with what Bruce does.
Yeah.
Not the other way around. See, what Bruce doesn't have to do, Bruce doesn't have to throw it.
Right.
And so you start to think now, a history of interceptions and high-risk offense, that's carried Bruce around for a long time now. And fortunately, he's had quarterbacks in a younger situation where they could, you know, Ben Younger as a coordinator. Was it Manny or Andrew Luck? I can't remember who. Maybe it was Peyton or Andrew Luck when Chuck Pagano was not feeling well and Bruce took over.
Mm-hmm.
He's now got a 43-year-old guy. You can't – and Jameis Winston, 33 touchdowns, looks great. 30 picks while Jameis has got to make better decisions. When you're pushing the ball down the field, I got news for you. It's tough to make great decisions. So I would have expected them to play a little more horizontal football and then mix in the vertical stuff and kind of the less stubborn between the two. And Bruce would give a little bit. Not all. I mean, you got to push down the field with those receivers. But it's like this: we're putting the brake and gas on at the same time.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, they got to get better. Bruce has got to get better. And you start to – guys, you've seen some national people criticize him a little bit. And it's okay. He's not above criticism either. I'm a big fan, but I got news for you. Instead of the old, it's this guy's fault, that guy's fault, this guy's fault, maybe Bruce needs to adjust a little bit to what he does, because if they're going to win a Super Bowl, they ain't going to win it doing it this way. They're just not.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Sean Salisbury. He joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. The Pittsburgh Steelers are yet to lose a game. Now, they have a big one on Thursday, and even though the Ravens have not played particularly well, they've actually played poorly, it's still a divisional game, and that's just one of those games where you feel like anything can happen. Is it still too early, even when you look at their schedule, which is more than manageable for them, is it still too early to talk about undefeated, Sean?
But it's what we do, man. That's our job. It is. And you know that they're trying not to discuss it, but you can't help. Listen, you get by Baltimore and you start to think, 11-0. This looks pretty good, man. We're pretty good now. There's no more complete team in the league. Now, that's including Kansas City, because I'll take the Steelers defense to 6 days to Sunday and twice on Sunday. 6 ways Sunday, twice on Sunday over the Kansas City Chiefs defense. It's just that the great equalizer is Mahomes. So the most complete team on both sides of the ball, high-powered offense when they need to be, can beat you in a close game, low scoring. Their defense can force turnovers. Claypool's out of his mind good.
Yep.
Everything they do, and they're well-coached. I mean, what's not to like about the Steelers on both sides of the ball? I can tell you, so is it too early to talk about undefeated? No. But here's when I'll start to whisper it a little louder, to where the audible part comes out is when they get to like 13. They get by this weekend, it's very real. Now you're looking at 11-0, and you just beat the Ravens for the second time. And I think they're going to beat the Ravens. I think it's going to be closer than people think. Lamar has not played well throwing the football. He just hasn't. And they're banged up with COVID and the running back situation. But they were ugly last week. Isn't this about the time John Harbaugh rears his head?
Kind of is.
And yep. And you know what's crazy? Is the Baltimore Ravens, you know, the team came out there and stomped on their thing in the middle of the field. And you know who the one guy was that defended? John Harbaugh. John will fight anybody. And so I know this franchise and I know him, man. This almost everything points to Pittsburgh, right? This is about the time when they got it. Hey, Baltimore right now, if the playoffs started today, the old crazy question, they're not in it. This is the Ravens who are 14. They're not in the playoffs if it starts today. So they've got to play better football. They've got to give Pittsburgh all they can handle in a short week on Thanksgiving. This sets up for, honestly, the Ravens having their best game of the season because they're underdogs coming off an embarrassing loss. They got to play better. Lamar Jackson, the MVP, is not even in the talk or even in the hunt. 10 quarterbacks are playing better than him. And he doesn't want to be looked at as, I'm just a one-dimensional guy. Mm-hmm. If they play zone, can I go through my progressions? Hell of a player, but it's not shown. There's guys having much better seasons. So this sets up for, I think this is like one of those 24-20 type games, 31-27. I think it's going to take the over if we were betting. I think there's going to be points. I think there's going to be a defensive touchdown somewhere, but never too early when you hit 10-0. That's when people start to whisper. Talk to me after they beat Baltimore if they do. Now it's 11-0, and now you're really staring at something pretty special. But the focus at hand is to keep Kansas City away from home field advantage. You don't want to go, even with fans or not, to Arrowhead. You'd rather have them come to Heinz Field. But I expect Baltimore to show up this week, guys. I do. But the Pittsburgh Steelers are real. And we haven't even had to have Ben, even though he's thrown mid-20s touchdowns and protecting the football. We haven't had to have him throw for that 425-yard, five-touchdown game to win a game for the most part this year. They're doing it a lot of different ways with a lot of different people. Both teams are capable. I like Pittsburgh in the game, but it's going to be closer than people think.
Do you see something different, Sean, whether it's in scheme or people adjusting to sort of what Baltimore likes to do often? Because used to be they'd get up on you, get up double digits. They didn't lose those games. I think he won his first 21 where he had that lead. Now they're blowing double-digit leads. Is it a confidence thing for Lamar? Is it him feeling that, like you said, that pressure of everybody saying he's one-dimensional? Like, what's not working, to your point?
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you know how smart these guys are. Once they've seen you, it's like a hitter. You get through the third or fourth time, I got a pretty good idea where if you're a good pitcher, if Greg Maddux is pitching against you.
Yes, sir.
And you've got him, he kind of knows where to put the ball. It's good. These defensive coordinators aren't stupid. And the key is, though, it's just one thing to have scheme, but you got to have Jimmys and Joes that can tackle and defend. What I see is one is, yes, and you know how it is. Think about the guys that are going through it. Carson Wentz is living it right now.
Absolutely is.
It's in his head wondering. I mean, this is a good player, and he doesn't have very many good players around him, but good player, you're like, dude, you're better than this. Get out of your own head, man. When you start questioning yourself, everybody else will question you. You got to get back into what made you great and just doing your thing. And I think for Lamar is, why would I allow Lamar to see a one-person read, play man where he can, you know, throw the fade route and beat you?
Yep.
I want him to have to go through his progressions, and it seems like you play him passive-aggressive. He's going to get his yards. When I say playing him passive-aggressive in the run game, is it? I think teams are trying to go in and say, okay, let me make it one-dimensional. And the truth is they're great front runners, but from behind, if they got to throw a lot right now, teams are just making him go through it and say, be patient. Are you going to beat me from that spot? Remember, we talked earlier in the year, guys, and I've said it, that for me the next level is, can Lamar beat you if running backs are out and you're down and teams are just saying, I'm going to soft zone you, dude. You be patient. Can you throw the ball underneath, go through your progressions 10, 12 times in a quarter and beat me? And right now, then what happens, you start to force a few balls, and now you're in the playoff chase mode. What Lamar is going to show up. He has not played like we expected. So part confidence, part scheme. Guys are playing him better. Guys know how to defend him better. And guys are making more plays, and they're not making as many plays as they're used to making. I'm anxious to see how he deals with what I consider the best defense in the league. There's a lot of good ones, but for my money, with their team, the way they fly around.
Yeah.
And the one thing about it is Lamar gets on the edge. Those linebackers can run him down and those safeties on Pittsburgh.
Yep.
So make him one-dimensional. If he beats me with one dimension, God bless him.
Yeah.
But I think we're starting to see a little bit of that. And then what happens when you're playing from behind, you start to press a little bit, and I wouldn't consider him the Deshaun Watson or Russ Wilson, where he can just or the true throwers, you know, like a Pat Mahomes, where they can just throw you back. He needs a couple dimensions to his game, because that is the next level to his game, to expand it.
Right.
And right now, consistently, he hasn't been able to do it this year.
You know, we talk a lot about Tom Brady. We talk a lot about Drew Brees when he is on the field, very quietly. And I think, honestly, very surprisingly, Phillip Rivers has the Colts in first place in the AFC South. And I mean, listen, what he did against Green Bay, 3 touchdowns, almost 300 yards. How for real are the Colts with Phillip Rivers?
Well, the reason they brought him in is for the last 2 games that you've seen. Protect the play. You keep Phillip Rivers upright and let him throw in rhythm. Let him climb the. You saw one. He dropped back. Guys, he took a sidestep and climbed quickly in the pocket and threw a deep in cut. That's Phillip Rivers, where you let him get just a quick reset and throw where his head doesn't come off the coverage, or he's throwing in rhythm. You saw the Pittman, the shallow crosser, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, boom. Hit him on the shallow crosser, goes 50 yards for the touchdown. When he can throw in rhythm and set his back foot, he's still Phillip Rivers. And they play – their defense is set up for January, guys. They just are. This is a good defense that makes you work for every friggin' yard you get, number one. Two is – although they're not great at running it, they were better last week, but they ran 37 times, guys. They like to throw it, but when Phillip doesn't have to throw it 47, 48 times, and they can run it, they threw it. I mean, against Green Bay, you limit more possessions from Aaron Rodgers. 37 rushes, you're going to win most of your games. You just are. And that's the Rivers that gives you a chance. Now, if it's windy, you take him off his mark. He's got to reset his feet and kind of move east and west and take 2 hitches and push the ball down the field in inclement weather and a wind. Different story, but perfect inside, climate controlled, throwing in rhythm, tough. Now, you ain't ever going to question his toughness. As a matter of fact, the San Diego Chargers and then the L.A. Chargers, when you go Dan Fouts and Phillip Rivers over the years, you got 2 of the toughest pocket dudes on the planet, and he will fight you. But when he's at his worst is when he's late or got to hesitate, and then he can't set his back foot. He doesn't have that physical arm strength that you were talking about Brady or Breeze anymore. But when he's in rhythm and Frank Reich knows him well and they're rushing the ball and getting some play action and running some shallow stuff and then a little play action, but in rhythm, he's dangerous. And I'm going to tell you now that if they can still win, they win this thing and get a game or so at home and you get them going and they get to play in some good weather and protect him, which they do pretty well, and play defense, the Colts are dangerous, man. Now, I don't even know if they're the best team in the division when Tennessee's playing their best, but this is why you got Rivers. You've seen him throw some poor interceptions this year, but if this is the scenario we get this year, the rest of the year, yeah, damn right the Indianapolis Colts are dangerous, because this is why you went out and got him and trusted him to come in and take you to another level throwing the football, and when he's like this, he does.
Sean, what do you tell Joe Burrow? It was tough. I mean, that offensive line, they've been bad all year long. The kid's been getting beat up, and to his credit, he stood in there and continued to make the throws. And I know an injury like that can happen on any play in the NFL, but they're talking about, Sean, that there's a possibility maybe he misses the beginning of the next, misses all next season and maybe goes into the next one. What do you tell a young man like that that's facing this much time off the field and that you expect so much from when he does get back?
I'm not buying that it's going to be a year and a half injury.
I hope not.
I'm not a doctor, but the way these guys – I guess why I'm not buying it is this dude's proven that he's a monster,
he's
right?
He's a fighter,
Oh, boy, is he ever.
He'll want it.
And he's been through a ton of adversity from transfer. Now, listen, you don't ever want anybody – put it this way. If Alex Smith can make a comeback when there was talk about amputating the dude's leg.
Amen.
And his right. You know what? If you're Joe Burrow, that's exactly right. You pray a lot and you work hard and you call Alex and say, mentally, how do you handle this? You need people to lean on. You got to talk to your doctors. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of things to question. One thing I'm never questioning is Joe Burrow's toughness. Guy got knocked in the mouth.
Yes, sir.
He went to Cincinnati knowing what was going to happen. Listen, while it's a bummer and a setback for the franchise and setback for Joe, I have all the faith that he's going to come back better than ever. He's young, resilient, and hopefully the medical stuff works out. And like I said, I'm not a doctor, and maybe it's me trying to wish that it's not a year and a half type of injury. I'm going to go with the fact that when Burrow makes the field there, I've seen guys go through these injuries like this, and they're a lot tougher than we know.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what the human body and the human mind can accomplish when it wants to, if he's physically able to do it. I have no question Joe Burrow is going to come back and will be just as good, if not better, than he was before. I trust it. It's just a bummer for a guy who was battling and playing his butt off and competing. And it's a bummer for a franchise that has had some tough times. I'm pulling for Joe Burrow. I trust his toughness, and I trust he's going to do everything necessary to get back on the field sooner than we think.
Yeah, we certainly would love to see it. Sean, man,
you
have
are the
a
best
great
in the business, brother.
Great
Happy Thanksgiving.
Holiday. Appreciate the time, as always.
Feelings mutual. You know, I always love my time with you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. You guys be safe, and we'll do it again next week.
You
Sounds
too,
like
brother.
A plan.
Thank you.
Sean Salisbury joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. Very privileged to have him. That's something I'm thankful for this holiday season.
Amen
for
that,
sure. All right, we will come back, wrap this thing up here on a Tuesday on the eve of the college basketball season. That's coming up next. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
That's right. You got Thanksgiving in a couple of days. It's one of my favorite days of the year. Love to eat too much and then take that nap. But I might not be napping this year because you got FanDuel Sportsbook. Hopefully you aren't either. If you never bet on FanDuel Sportsbook before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot because they're giving new users a great deal, quite frankly. Almost wish I was new again. A 25-1 odds boost on any NFL game Thanksgiving Day. For you new guys, you're asking maybe, hey, well, what does that mean, Jason? It means you can bet $5 and win $125 on any of the winners in Thursday's games. Again, you got Texans, Lions, Washington, Cowboys, Steelers, Ravens, and the Steelers are rolling right now, just like we just talked about with Sean. I like them against a Ravens team that's struggling. Bet five. Everybody's got $5. Win 125. Again, that's for new users. You're going to love FanDuel. Offers like these are just one of the reasons why they're America's number one sportsbook app. I love how easy it is to use, even for a beginner like me. I love even more the fast payouts right to your account in usually less than 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code JSmith so they know we sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code JSmith. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Heard of the job? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Good news. Southland Casino is now back open. That's right. The most spacious casino floor in the Mid-South is ready to welcome you back to the action with live blackjack, roulette, craps, and all your favorite slots. The action kicks off every day at 9 a.m. and rolls all the way till 5 o'clock the next morning. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and make the short drive to Southland. We're ready for you. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. The leaves are changing colors and the holidays are coming, which means it's time to get your discounted fall furnace tune-up for only $60. This tune-up includes a full 20-point maintenance inspection of your heater's safeties, a free heat exchanger camera inspection, and a carbon monoxide test. The fall is also a great time to get your air ducts cleaned for cleaner air and purify it with our ABCO air purifier, which helps kill viruses, germs, mold spores, and odors that may be circulating through your home's air. Go to our website at choateshvac.com to redeem a $50 off air duct cleaning coupon and call us today at 347-8086. That's 347-8086 to schedule your $60 fall furnace tune-up. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Blue Note Juke Joint. It's almost Thanksgiving, which means it is going to be time for a drink for whatever your reasoning may be, whether you're just trying to get away from the family or, you know, you're a family that that likes to celebrate. It's always time for a drink. I recommend sitting down with Blue Note Juke Joint. It is smoother than smooth, bolder than the blues, perfect for the holidays. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks, make a cocktail with it. Lots of different ways you can go. And listen, it's been a hard year for everybody. Just $29.99. That is it for the smoothest taste when it comes to whiskey here in the Mid-South. Wherever your favorite liquors are sold, that's where you can find Blue Note Juke Joint. It's the holidays, perfect time for a drink. Pick up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today.
All 75 Mazda 2.99 Mirage, LHO 10130, MSRP 16565, G4, LHF 12318, MSRP 17435, Outlander LZ 0388-19, MSRP 381, Outlander PEV qualifies for a $5,836 federal tax credit. Consult your tax advisor. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax filing and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-30-2020. Dealer stock only.
The 2020 year-end sales event is on at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage. Buy for $11,100 or $99 a month. 43 MPG Highway. A Mirage. You can't miss with 2020 G4. 41 MPG Highway, $139 a month, or buy for $12,435. Plus, crossover with 4x4 off-road capabilities with 74 MPG. 2020 Mitsubishi Outlander plug-in hybrid EV, $27,838 or $359 per month. And 10 years of confidence with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Get to Dawson Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor.
With the Radio.com app, you can always listen to this station anytime, anywhere. But there's so much more, like exclusive music channels to get more of what you're listening for, like Smokin' Oldies, Flashback Alt, Final Tap, Nashville Legends, and Reggae Nation, all streaming 24/7, 365, and all just a click away. Listen to what you want, when you want. Radio.com, on your desktop, or download the free app now.
Home. There's no place like it. Follow me, Nick Offerman, as I take you on a journey through the history of home. An intimate look at houses of fame.
Henry VIII's many homes.
Hearst Castle.
Edison has this study.
And acclaim.
They haven't owned a house like this before.
That required incredible genius.
The History of Home, exclusively on CuriosityStream.
At CDW, we get that migrating your business to a hyper-converged infrastructure is challenging.
Like me switching to decaf. Gotta do it, don't want to do it, but gotta do it.
Whoa, slow down, friend. CDW's experts can help you simplify the transition from legacy to hyper-converged infrastructure with Dell Technologies solutions that offer speed and agility.
Do it, do it. Have you done it? Is it done yet? Why isn't it done yet?
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/DellTech.
This is the doc with a new tradition, the Rug Doctor Turkey Day Hotline.
Hey, Doc. My husband and I are prepping for Thanksgiving, and we have a slight emergency. Between our kids, our pets, and a busy schedule, our carpets are stinky.
Simple solution. Rent a Rug Doctor Pro Deep Cleaner for $34.99. Our powerful pro-grade suction pulls out dirt, pet accidents, even odors trapped deep below your carpet fibers.
Thanks, Doc.
Rent a Rug Doctor today. Find your location at rugdoctor.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Welcome to the party.
Memphis Cribbit Remax experts, you'll be thankful for them if you go with them when it comes to buying or selling your home. They know the market better than anybody else, and that's why they are the best licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. You want the experts on your team, and that's who you get every time with the Live Love Memphis Group. They help Jace, they help KT, they help a long list of people here in the Memphis and Mid-South area. They can help you get top dollar for your home because inventory is low. They know how to do it. Email them info@livelovememphis.com.
John mentioned experts, and that's certainly what they are with the Live Love Memphis Group. Jennifer Carsonson's certainly an expert. Well, Jason, aren't they all experts? But not all of them. And they'll give you the wrong advice when it comes to some agents, not the Live Love team. Jane was one of those examples. I've told you, had two houses in Oakland, another agent not with Live Love. The wrong team, quite frankly. I told her the most she could get for those two homes was $215K, and it was going to take about 2 months to get them onto the market. Jen said, no. Jane, you're doing it the wrong way. All you got to do is put $8,000 in each home, We're going to get you the most money possible over at Live Love that listed both homes for not $215,000, $245,000. Not 2 months later, 2 weeks later. That's what an expert can do. Both homes sold, multiple offers for over list price. That's what you get when you're messing with the Live Love team, the right team. Give them a call, 901-410-8818. Again, 410-8818. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen, and it'll be that smooth for you, as it was for Jane, as it was for me a couple of years ago. So Live Love Memphis Group, the Remax experts, they're at livelovememphis.com.
Last night, just before the game started, or I guess maybe just after, as you guys know, I'm on the journey of parenthood and the journey of becoming a parent. And last night we did our first virtual, I think the webinar was how to have a pain-free birth. And Sam asked, he said, you know, will you attend this with me? I said, of course, just come upstairs to the man room. I got the you know, game on, and we'll have that on your virtual laptop. And so that's what we did. She brought it up, and I was, of course, paying attention to both. You know, it was really more for her than it was for me. There's nothing I can do in terms, because at the end of the day, I can support her, and I will, and I will cheer her on. But at the end of the day, the baby is coming out of her.
Because you said it's about pain.
Yeah. It's about birth, you know.
Physical pain, how right. not to have it. Right. So that's what I was wondering as you were explaining this. That is about her, not about you. I didn't
correct.
Know if it was emotional pain that you
want
to feel
like
after this thing's done.
What to expect on birth. No. You know, it was how to have a pain-free birth. And at the end of the day,
it's called epidural.
I can give her a massage, and I can say, honey, you're doing great, and all that, and I will. But that baby is coming out of her, not me.
Okay, we get that. Still don't know about watching the man cave, but we're with you.
And so anyway, one of the great, because I have no – I've never been a parent, so I don't know what to expect.
We can tell.
And one of the things that the host of this webinar made us do was we had to get a bowl of ice, right? We had to go get a bowl of ice, then we had to grab ice in each one of our hands. And one time we had to hold it for 30 seconds, and then the next time we had to hold it for 1 minute. Now, we did that together.
That's good for you.
And then the webinar host said, all right, now.
Some wet spots on the floor.
There were some wet spots, and I hope we get that cleaned up. But then the webinar host said, all right, now the husband, you don't pick up ice for the third round. This one's going to the lady.
Ladies, yeah.
And so Sam picks up that ice for the third time, hands cold as hell, like you're on top of Everest. And she had to hold the ice, man, in her hand for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And my job was to, you know, help her through. And my job was to say,
empathize.
Hey, don't think about
it. I'm starting to see some value in this.
Don't think
about it. Initially, I was hating.
I thought it was a little crazy.
Yep.
You know, I thought it was a little insane.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how hard I try to think about going to, you know, Turks and Caicos, I still got this cold-ass ice in my hand. And that's not going to change. But anyway, I'm sitting there.
The job is for you to make her comfortable. And that's the lesson.
And then, you start.
Sounds like you've done it, Brad.
I did the ones in person at Baptist West when they did them.
The ice thing, you did that?
The classes leading up to having a baby, and it was incredibly helpful.
Well, I tell you what, I got a real sense of how it's going to be, because Sam started breathing like a mug. She was like,
Yep, breathing is very important.
and I was like, okay, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sitting there, and I'm going to be saying, you're doing great, honey, and she's going to be breathing hard as hell. And that was my first dive into it, man.
Did she want to curse you out?
No, she handled it great.
Then you haven't been through the real.
Oh,
because
no.
Once you get to the real, she's going to want to curse you out for what you did to her impregnating her, because in a lot of cases, it can be that painful.
Hopefully that's a fleeting feeling, though.
I guess you didn't experience that, Brad. Oh, it's fleeting. It goes away. Pretty soon you'll have the baby. You'll both be hugging.
Biggest question
for
you.
She can hate you for a little while.
Will you be there in the room for the childbirth?
Yes, I will be there. They only allow one person as of right now, and I will. I got the nod.
There you go.
We won the election.
Good man.
We shall. Hopefully that changes, but if not, I will certainly be there by my lonesome. That's going to do it for us today. The eve of college basketball season. By the time we get here tomorrow, Memphis will be getting ready for a game there in South Dakota with Dan Dykich on the call. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to Jeff Calkins, thanks to Seth Greenberg, and thanks to Sean Salisbury for joining us on the show today. Giannotto and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, guys. Thanksgiving's one of my favorite days of the year. It means I can eat a lot of turkey. It means I can eat way too much, frankly, watch football all day long. And now, you can bet on all the games all day long on FanDuel Sportsbook. It just makes the day even better, obviously. If you've never bet on FanDuel before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot, because they're giving new users a 25-to-1 odds boost on any NFL game on Thanksgiving Day. That means you can bet $5 and win $125. So you feel good about the Steelers going against the Ravens? Why not take that one? Again, they're paying 25-1 odds. A $5 bet wins you $125 on the Steelers. You're going to love FanDuel. Offers like these are just one of the reasons they're America's number one sportsbook app. I've been a guy who's loved the boosted odds specials. I've been telling you about the Creasy Bear special. I'll have that for you every week. FanDuel's got those kind of deals every week. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code JSmith so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code JSmith. Must be 21, present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $125. See full terms on sportsbook.fanduel.com. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Howie, can we count on the Robert Irwin Jewelers Black Friday sale with free gifts this weekend?
Of course. Starting with a purchase of $199 or more, you're going to get great gifts like the Amazon Echo or the Fire Stick or even Apple AirPods.
Doorbusters?
Yes. Double row diamond hoop earrings, $399 or 1 carat past, present, and future necklace, $1399.
Early bird special?
Yeah. With any purchase, free heart-shaped pendant and earring set while supplies last. Free financing, bigger, brighter diamonds, Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, 1 year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
All 36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, 0 security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE 242174, MSRP 20,505, sold, M77 55682, MSRP 20,315, K5, MG00399, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit offer valid through 11/30/2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer.
It's time for the Kia holiday sales event and time to command the season in your new ride from Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. 2020 Kia Forte just $133 a month lease. 2021 Kia Soul, only $148 a month lease. Plus 2021 Kia K5, only $189 a month lease. And they're all 36 months, $31.49 due at signing. And don't miss the 2020 Kia K900. We got it at $10,000 off MSRP. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.